6. Whether there might be one good man in Sodom. In the virtual island, Martha watched Jen. The world had been dying and they'd saved it, and the cost was, what, a few people living in relative luxury in an island paradise? If there had been another fast way to do it, someone else would have found it. Sometimes it really is down to you, a branch, and your fast reflexes. Jen seemed, as far as one could tell, happy enough. As happy as a person could be when they thought the world had ended, which in Jen's case was a great deal less happy than in Lenk's. Jen muttered to herself as she wandered from place to place. She talked to the suit, and sometimes the suit had been Sella or Badger or Albert talking back to her. So, almost a person. Jen seemed lonely, that was the truth. On the island, Jen banked her fire in the fumeless hearth and roasted a crispy-skinned fish over the red flickering logs. She evidently found a particular kind of grub that lived in the bark of a yellow-leaved tree especially delicious. Martha watched, fascinated, as Jen popped several grubs out of their hardened, heat-mottled pink membranes and swallowed them. Then Martha felt dirty and turned it off. She was never going to learn what she wanted to know this way. Martha listened again to the day-save of her first meeting with Jen, to their conversations, to the moment when Jen said, "I'm so sorry I'm late, it was just unavoidable," to herself saying, "I guess you're going to have to find some way to make it up to me." How had she dared to talk like that? She'd never been that way, before or since. She wondered whether Jen had ever listened to it again. The question is how much one is prepared to tolerate. The question is how many unintended casualties are too many. The question is whether there might be one good man in Sodom.